Our bishop didn't like my father-in-law. And my father-in-law became bitter. And in 1987, committed suicide. Years later, God took me out of a helicopter and threw me into a church that was exactly like that. I knew the first Sunday I was there what I was looking at. I'm still in that church. I'm still in that building. I go to church in a building that is the building on the planet that I have been hurt the worst. But it's also in that same building that I have been healed the most of any other building. There's a redemptive path that I didn't understand 26 years ago when I first stepped into that thing, that God was actually leading me into a redemptive path. But I'm going to call us away from our divisive ways. I'm going to call us into a unity. Now, why do I do this at an occult meeting? Because if I set a goal out here for you, and I believe in you, and there's obstacles in the way, if you want to get over there, then you have to deal with the obstacles. I'm not going to set a goal right here and say, get rid of your bondage. I'm going to set a goal way over there. And if you say, I'm all in with Jesus, then you will focus on that, and it's his responsibility to help you get there. Okay? And so the goal I would like for us to set is big. I also want to talk about something else in my life. For a lot of years, I had this... I knew there had to be something more in life. There was something that just wasn't okay inside. Yes, I was a Christian. Yes, I responded to the evangelists. Yes, I did these things and these things and these things. And yes, I was delivered from drugs and alcohol and sexual abuser and all these things. I was delivered from those things, but there was something missing. And so I went on a pursuit to find what was missing. I spent about 19 years of my life on a journey of overcoming narcissism. Now, I don't want to give you a 20-minute thing on narcissism, but narcissism is also a spirit, which is the Leviathan spirit, and it is also a rejected spirit. And the best way I can describe narcissism is what you see in me is I'm self-assured, I'm overconfident, I have no questions in life. What I feel is insecurity, self-contempt, hatred. What I see is I'm always wrong. You see I'm always right. But you don't know what I'm feeling, and you don't know what I don't know what you're seeing. I have absolutely no capacity to see it. It's a spiritual blindness for which there is no cure. None. And I didn't know I had it until one day in 1997, God allowed me to see what other people see for just a little bit. I was horrified. And that was a gift for me to be able to see that. But as a journey going through, I did not get deliverance completely until May of this year. And what happened in May of this year was phenomenal. There was a group of about 20 of us together in a weekend of spending together, seeking the Lord's face and connecting as Anabaptist forerunners and training in the Holy Spirit and these kinds of things. And what I found there was we had a time of sharing, and in this time of sharing, there was a friend that I lost at 17 years old. His brother was sitting there, and there was a deep wound on my spirit. If you would see the CD I'm talking about, there was a scratch, a serious scratch on that. And what would happen is this thing would just attach itself to there, and then it would grow and grow and grow. Well, because I saw my behavior now, I could change my behavior. I could take it down to it was almost nothing there, but then something would happen, boom, it would just blow up that big. And it's not pretty. Not pretty at all. And so that night, around the fireplace, they prayed over me. And it made the world of difference. What I'm talking about here is healing and freedom. It's very, very special to me. You see, you can't come to truth if you're always right.